I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Japan faces a delayed wave of confirmed coronavirus cases, causing the government to declare a nationwide state of emergency. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says,
Number has been steadily growing, but our country decided to limit the PCR test to see positive or negative.
As testing increases, so do the numbers, causing concern in Japan over the capacity of the hospitals to treat all the patients. The country has finally adopted tighter social distancing measures, and Takazawa says Asian Access has been forced to move their ministry online, and meeting in person becomes untenable. Pray for Christians in Japan as the country fights coronavirus, that they would live out the gospel. And unreached people groups know nothing about Jesus, and they have no way to access the gospel. Sudan has 130 unreached people groups, one of which is the Masalite. According to Joshua Project, the Masalite live in extremely remote areas, and Islam dominates their lives. Unfolding Words' David Reeves says there were no Masalite believers until now. Six Masalite men recently came to Christ, and they want to share his good news with their own people. It's a high-cost calling, though. Would you pray?
There's a spiritual element to this that's not obvious, the spiritual warfare context. We would ask for prayers for the God's covering and protection around this group of six believers who now love Jesus, want to follow Christ. They are now targets for others, either for persecution or even to be taken out.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.